This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Greater Cincinnati has many outstanding colleges and universities. They not only provide educational and cultural benefits, they also have a tremendous impact on our economy. Joining us to review the results of a recently released study on the economic impact of Northern Kentucky University are Janet Hara, Senior Director of the Hale U.S. Bank College of Business Center for Economic Analysis and Development at NKU, and Greg Martin, Associate Professor of Marketing in the NKU Hale U.S. Bank College of Business. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And good afternoon, Janet. Good afternoon, Greg. Thanks for being here today.
Hi.
Janet, what were the findings of this study? What kind of economic impact does NKU student spending have?
We were asking how much do students spend off campus? And we have about 14,000 students. And we found that they collectively spend about $175 million off campus.
$175 million off campus. What kinds of things are they spending money on? What are those types of things?
Well, a lot of it's retail, groceries, clothing. They also buy gasoline, of course, the entertainment. And the other piece of it is most of our students do not live on campus, so they're renting housing in and around the Northern Kentucky area.
Does all of this have a multiplier effect, a ripple effect of some kind as it goes out into the economy?
Absolutely. For every dollar they spend, that becomes income for someone else in the community. If you take in all those multiplier effects and all those ripple spending, it's about $270 million a year.
Wow, $270 million a year is economic impact. And when you talk about businesses, are you talking about local businesses, the Cincinnati region as a whole, or just in the area around the Northern Kentucky University campus?
Well, it certainly affects the entire metropolitan area because we have students living throughout the metropolitan area. But if you want to look for a concrete example, what I always tell people is throughout the recession, you could drive up and down US 27 in front of the university, and they continued to build throughout the recession new restaurants, new telephone stores. We have telephone stores in abundance there because they knew there were students there and that they were going to spend money off campus every day.
Now,
Mark, I might point out, too, that a significant portion of our students actually live in Ohio across the river. So that spending affects this part of the region also, and results from another study that we did with our students indicate that most likely most of their entertainment dollars are spent on the north side of the river also.
And why did you conduct this study, Janet?
As I go out and I speak with groups, probably the most frequent question I get is, what is the economic impact of the university? And my response is, I know everybody wants one nice cumulative number, but a modern university spends their money in so many different ways that it's hard to give a complete number that sums up all the impacts. But the one area we knew very, very little about was the economic impact of student spending. So that's where we started.
Is student spending something that's often taken for granted, something that's often overlooked when we're doing economic studies of this type?
I think it is, because I think most people think, well, if they're going to spend that money whether they're students or not. But the fact is, we know that if we don't have universities, good quality universities in our region for students to go to, they will take that money and go somewhere else.
Now, when you were doing this study, Greg, was there a distinction made between local students and those from out of town, or was it just how did you look at them? Did you divide them up anyway?
Yes, we did, Mark. We asked a series of questions to the students that gave us a sense of whether or not they moved to the area to attend NKU, and where they moved from, where they lived once they got here, and whether they would have moved here if they were not attending NKU. So we had a real good idea of students that were not from this area, why they were here, and where they were living.
And Greg, who exactly conducted the study, and what was the process behind it? How did they do it?
That's one of the unique things about the study, and I think one of the things that makes it such a good study is that our students, in particular 8 senior marketing students that were in my advanced marketing research class, actually put together the survey, did the preliminary research, designed a survey, launched that survey over an electronic platform to all NKU students, and then did preliminary data analysis for the data that was sent to Janet and her staff And then also did some other analyses for the university administration concerning students' perceptions of their financial condition.
So this was a good real-world experience then for these advanced marketing research students.
Oh, it's an excellent real-world experience. It is a real-world experience for all practical purposes. It's something that we do every semester in that particular class, mainly because we feel like that it gives students that are interested in working in the market research industry, which is huge in Cincinnati, an opportunity to gain a competitive advantage in the job market. And our partners, we have an institute called the Marketing Research Partnership Program that's been in existence for about 13 years. And those partners that hire students tell us that this sort of project is often a deciding factor in their decision. So we feel like it really gives our students a leg up and gives them a lot of resume-worthy experience to help them in the job market.
Greg, how many clients has the Marketing Research Partnership Program had over the years, and how have they benefited from this?
I should have counted before I came.
Dozens?
Easily dozens. We specialize in not-for-profits. For example, one of my classes did some major work for the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Cincinnati and small businesses. There's another faculty member that often teaches the course and that it's the director of our partnership program, Dr. Aaron Levin, who's been doing this for 13 years. And I'm not even sure he could name off the list. There's just a wide variety.
Janet, why is a study like this important? Why should people care about the economic impact that, that universities and colleges have?
Well, the universities impact the community in several ways. One of them, obviously, is in the spending of the students, and, of course, the payroll that's spent from the faculty and staff within the community obviously provides income for a variety of businesses of all sizes in the community. The other key piece of the university is, of course, we are training the future labor force for our community. So those are probably the two most important aspects to the university as far as the impact on the economy. Obviously, we also have a big impact on the quality of life. I mean, the number of people that come on campus every week to avail themselves of cultural opportunities that wouldn't otherwise be here are also very important to the quality of life in the community.
And of course, this study just at this point just looked at spending by NKU students. And with all the colleges and all the universities in this area, I'd imagine that the impact of all of them, if you've combined it all, it has to be huge.
Well, I always tell people, you know, if you're looking at $270 million impact from NKU, if you look at UC, has twice as many students as we do. That's probably another, you know, by the time you started adding up, it's probably close to $1 billion worth of student expenditures that are spent every year throughout the community because of the presence of all the universities here.
And since you're our expert on marketing, Greg, what's the significance of that from a marketing perspective?
On the spot here. I think the significance of it is that if you take away all the industry that targets the student population, there would be a big hole in the Cincinnati region. Entertainment, food services, restaurants, child care. We discovered that a significant expense for many of our students is child care at NKU.
Hmm.
So it just impacts everything. And as a marketer, that tells me that if I'm in a business that targets students, it's worth spending some money on. There's a big market out there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now we're talking about what would happen if NKU didn't exist. Did the survey specifically ask that question? Did it specifically look into what if NKU weren't here? What kind of impact would occur if that were the case?
We didn't specifically ask the students what their alternative would have been. But I think it's probably fair to say that if there were not educational opportunities here, they would go somewhere else. I think some people might assume, well, obviously they'd go to UC, but I think you'd find that a lot of the Kentucky-born students, if NKU were not here, they would go to UK or EQ, they would go to one of the other Kentucky universities. They wouldn't necessarily go north because they want the in-state tuition.
And of course, all the spending would go to whatever community they ended up in.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I would think EKU, Western, those sorts of schools would absorb most of them.
Greg, what made this the student spending data different from that that's used in most university economic impact surveys?
As part of our preliminary research, my students worked with the university library and Janet and her staff and unearthed several different university economic impact studies. And specifically, we looked at how they collected the student data that they used. And in every case that we found, it was either very old and had been estimated based on what students were spending years ago. It came from different geographic areas, or it was perhaps based on very broad state or national averages for student spending. So what makes ours unique is that students formulated the questions. They came up with categories of spending that Janet or I probably would not have included in the survey to give us a much more definitive picture. And the data is real time. It's the only study that I know of that actually uses real time student data for that particular university for an impact study. So it should be much more valid and much more reliable than most other studies that you would see like this.
So I'm sorry. I was gonna say, one of the examples was because I was like, why are you asking this question? But then students insisted we had to ask how much money they were spending on storage units.
Right.
It wasn't like 1 in 10 students are renting a storage unit every semester. I would have never thought to ask such a question.
Right. It's.
It was interesting.
It was definitely not the largest expenditure category, but it was significant.
Well, it had to help that you had students mm-hmm. design this because, like you're saying, they were able to pick up on things that you and I and Janet and Greg, we all might have missed these things, but students say, wait a minute, we have to include this because this is something we know we're going to spend money on.
Right.
Childcare expenses were another category that Janet or I probably would not have come up with that the students felt was very important, and it turned out to be very important.
Another thing I was going to say, Greg's not bragging on his students enough because I don't know that we would have gotten nearly the response rate if the questionnaire hadn't been designed by the students. They knew what questions to ask. They knew how to ask them. And we got a great response rate, much higher than the typical administrative survey that the administration would have sent out to the students.
Right. We've done similar things for the university in the past, and we just about doubled our response rate. About 16% of the students that we asked to participated. And that may not sound like many, but that came out to about 2,200 usable responses. The largest group of usable responses we found from any of the other studies that we looked at was under 500. And the size of our sample in proportion to the number of students that we have at NKU essentially makes it just that much more accurate and that much more representative of the student body as a whole.
And because you had students involved in designing this, there was that relatability factor going on.
Sure. Right. NKU students were asked to participate in the survey, not by me or not by Janet, but by their fellow students. And that makes a difference.
Makes a huge difference, I would imagine. Was there anything in the survey, any of the results that surprised you, Janet?
Well, I was surprised at the amount of money that was being spent on childcare, as we mentioned, and on storage units. But I think the other piece that we haven't really touched on, and I think Dr. Martin could probably do a better job of just talking about it, is this financial stress that some of our students felt.
That's right, because you actually delved into the financial condition of the students as another part of this survey.
Before I get into that, one general category that Janet didn't mention that surprised me was entertainment and social life.
Okay.
I thought to myself, that's going to be huge.
Right, I would too. I would think when you're not at college.
It was not nearly the magnitude that we thought it would be. Or at least that I thought it would be. Of course, our students spend on entertainment and their social life, but it's not their major expense. I'm afraid they're not having enough fun. And part of the reason for that may be that another thing we did in the survey we were able to include with Janet's permission was an index of student financial stress. We asked a series of questions that were designed to come up with a single measure of how stressed students felt about their personal financial condition. We found that about 2/3 of NKU students feel a significant amount of stress when it comes to their personal financial condition.
Well, what's contributing? Is it student loan debt? Do they know those coming down the pike, or what exactly is causing that?
There are a number of things. We ask about credit card debt. We ask about missing monthly bills, like utility payments. We ask about educational debt. Two-thirds said that they worried about the educational debt they would have when they graduated. That's by far the largest category of, or the largest stressor that we found.
The other piece to it was not surprising, but you know, a large percentage of students work. I think people think they're full-time students, but even a full-time students, most of our full-time students work off campus. And not surprising, as the hours of work increase, it affects their schoolwork and their GPA. So it kind of also, if you have too much financial stress, it can really impact your ability to do well in school.
One of the interesting things that we found, and I should mention that this set of results, the students actually did the statistical analysis for the results, and they presented them to a group of 45 university administrators that President Vitruba at the time assembled, as opposed to having one a presidential cabinet meeting. They listened to our students tell them about their fellow students. I think one of the key findings was that we were able to demonstrate a significant relationship between the level of financial stress that students feel and their performance in school and their progress toward their degree. So as students' financial stress went up, their grade points went down and their progress toward their degree slowed up. So, essentially what we were able to show is that, even good performing students, when they come under high levels of financial stress, it affects their performance in a variety of different ways, and in very important ways to the university. Probably the most important measure to the university is progress toward degree, and it definitely affects that and slows it up.
Janet, we've got, of course, several universities and colleges in the area. Do you know if any other school has done a similar study, and would you be interested in conducting a similar study for other schools as a comparison to what you've done so far?
I haven't. I'm not aware of any other universities that have done this study recently. We would certainly enjoy the opportunity to do it for some other universities, particularly if we could do some for the other big institutions in and around our region.
And of course, the focus of this study was on spending. What other studies are in the works that NKU is going to do about its impact on the community?
We're going to do a traditional what's the impact of the operations of the institution as they would any other business. We're also going to look at what are the impact of lifelong earnings to our region. If our as we increase the educational attainment overall of our community, what does that mean in additional earnings for our community? And then the last piece we're going to look at, I think, for this year is kind of focusing on STEM occupations. How many of those occupations do we have? What openings are we likely to have over the next 5 to 10 years? And are we graduating enough students from our region to fill those jobs?
And of course, Greg, that means the advanced marketing students will come back into play on each of these successive studies, won't they?
We would certainly welcome an opportunity to participate.
You're going to follow the same pattern, have the students design each of these surveys? And I guess it depends on the audience, doesn't it?
It depends on the audience, and it depends on the type of study. Janet may want to talk about this a little more, but most economic impact studies are able to use data that's already been collected, government-reported data and from sources similar to that. So I'm not sure what the role would be in these additional studies, but certainly would be eager to participate.
Well, we are going to have students working on these other projects. It just won't be the marketing students. Like, for example, we're going to do the one on the STEM occupations. We're going to have the kids from the have a couple of students from the College of Informatics that are helping us with that project. So we kind of pick the students of the class based upon the project that we're engaging in.
And how do I access a copy of this latest report?
It's on our website, which is NKY by the numbers. So you can go online and there's a media button and you can go on and get a copy of the report.
Okay. And I think we would also have a link to that on our website, wvxu.org. So thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Janet Harrop, Senior Director of the Hale U.S. Bank College of Business Center for Economic Analysis and Development at NKU. Also, Greg Martin, Associate Professor of Marketing in the NKU Hale U.S. Bank College of Business. And after the break, former Cincinnati Bengal Ben Utek, a career-ending concussion in 2009 sent him on a different path in life. And in Focus on Technology, how a simple sewing machine could help bring wearable electronics to the masses. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.